Hello, and thanks for joining the Walt Weekly Podcast. I'm joined by Michelle Sweeney McCombs, your co-host, and I'm your host, Walter Latham. And this week's topic is going to concern the overturn of Roe v. Wade, which was rigged just recently, and they had a vote on it to get everybody on the record this week, and that failed. So it looks like Roe v. Wade is going to go through. But I want to turn it over to Michelle.
Welcome, everyone, to the Walt Weekly Podcast, brought to you by Michelle Sweeney here and Uncle Nephew. Music can be found on all streaming platforms.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Michelle. So how have you been?
I've been really well. Thank you. Thank you. Time is flying by. I can't believe it's been so many weeks, but we're back.
Yep, we are back. And we've been on somewhat of a hiatus.
Yes.
But, you know, we have 140 episodes that we've done. And we're celebrating our third anniversary as TWW, Michelle and I.
That's right.
I want to congratulate her on the work that she's done and the work that TWW has done.
Yes, congratulations.
And I think I put a little bit.
yeah. Congratulations to you as well. Thank you. Okay. We have been had much success with some great shows, definitely.
Yeah. We had, and we may throw out a couple more, but we are 3 years old, people.
Yeah.
We are 3 years old, believe it or not.
This month, right?
That's right. May 16th, 3 months.
That's great success.
I mean, 3 years. I'm saying 3 months. 3 years. I can't believe it's been 3 years, though. So,
right.
We want to get down to business, okay? But prior to getting to the topic today, I do want to say that bear along with us because we're going under renovation, but you know infrastructure change, which we hope to roll out in the summer.
Right.
Okay. And that way, we want to try to minimize the need for people. The goal is to expand our footprint and to minimize the number of people having to load apps to be able to listen to our live shows.
Correct.
Okay. That is our goal. All right. So.
Yes.
Bear along with us and we will get there. Okay. All right. Anyway, today's topic has to do with Roe v. Wade. And as everybody knows, that it's a possibility, well, in all probability, 99.999%. It's going to be rolled back.
Yes.
It's going to be overruled by the Supreme Court. Okay? They leaked it. It's not official yet. But there,
you know, once something is leaked, it's definitely going to be true. So
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's just like putting that out there, leaked. Wow.
Yeah, but you know, that's a tactical move that a lot of... Mm-hmm. I know I learned it at MBA when I was taking my MBA and in undergrad in business that, you know, you do leak things just to get a feel or to get, you know, try to judge the pulse of those being impacted by it.
Right.
All right. So this may be the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is. I mean, you know, this is a real sensitive topic. This is something that's been out. Passed since 1973, you know. That's a tough situation, especially as a woman myself. So let's just talk about in reference. I think it's like six judges, really, that are for it.
Right.
And the rest are against it. Was it like nine judges in total, right, or eight?
Right. The conservatives have what they call a supermajority. Even with Ketanji Brown coming in, she's a replacement, actually, of an outgoing liberal judge or, let's say, a fair judge, middle-of-the-road judge. So it's going to remain the same thing, a supermajority, 6-3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Wow.
So, you know, you got the Republicans chomping at the bit because Roe v. Wade is just the beginning, and that's the way I look at it.
Right. Of course. But I didn't know there was something that could be overturned. What transpired in reference to why they wanted to overturn this? That's my curiosity of it.
Well, the thing is this is something that the right wing of or the conservatives. I mean, it can be either, well, primarily in this case, it's the Republicans. All right. They want to overturn it because they believe it's wrong from a Christian standpoint. All right. And as we move forward through the show, I think I have some data that will support why they want to overturn it. All right. So they think it's, you know, from a Christian standpoint, it's wrong. You're killing someone. Right. That's the way they look at it. But they're not worried about the people that are living as far as, you know, with people getting food stamps and stuff of that nature because they can't afford it, you know, to pay for food. They don't want to do that, but yet and still they want to, you know, reverse.
No, that's just backwards because the law, okay, so they have the law for that is killing someone. But I know of personally someone that was in a deliberate car accident. They had a car accident deliberately trying to kill the girlfriend who was pregnant at the time. She was like 6 months pregnant. You know, they didn't charge him for the death of the baby. They just charged him with assault. So, because they didn't consider the baby a human because it wasn't born.
Okay.
So the laws are funny when it comes to certain things. Like you're considering this, yes, it's a baby. It's something growing inside of you, right? You don't want the woman to have an abortion. But if she gets killed, somebody just happens to shoot a pregnant woman on the street, they don't consider that murder because it's an unborn child. So I don't know, you know, it's kind of confusing. To me, it doesn't make any sense. If you shot this woman that's pregnant, that's a human, right? Inside of her. Why aren't you charged with that?
Right. It should be a double homicide, right? That's what you're saying?
Exactly. 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 So they're not making any sense when it comes to certain things. And I just believe that you should not tell a woman what to do with her body because you have a lot of situations where females are raped, young girls are raped. You know, they get pregnant. They have to have this child and be reminded of this person that raped them for the rest of their life looking at this child. Like, it's just certain situations where, you know, a woman should not be told, you know, you have to keep this child, whether you want it or not. How about going after men for vasectomies? Like, if you know someone is a serial rapist, constantly getting caught, or if you're on the, what is that, the pedophile list or something like that?
Yeah.
Why aren't the requirements for them to be, you know, for them to get cut? Like, you know, it's just so easy to dictate a woman's body. I just don't think that's fair.
Well,
if you're randomly out there just getting pregnant by 5-6 different men all the time, and you're out there just aborting it, I you know, that's crazy. But you know, for certain situations and affordability as well, like you said before, you know, if we can't afford these children, we have to get government assistance because we're not getting child support. The father's not in the picture. It all depends. Every demographic is different. Every nationality, every race is different. You know, I know in the Black community, you know, we have a huge issue with that, you know, being on welfare, taking care of these kids that we cannot afford to take care of. So it you know, it has a lot of scenarios with it. And I just, you know, I don't think the government should be able to tell me what to do with my body, period, or anybody else. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know, I fall neutral. I'm not neutral. I think a woman has a right to make a decision on what's good for her body. I don't think that she needs a third party to dictate to her what she should do. I mean, that's a personal and a family decision, or a couple decision.
I agree.
All right. So I'm not pro or you know, pro abortion. I think it just comes down to a decision. Okay. So that's what I believe.
Yes.
All right. But anyway, I do want to track back to some stats on abortion that I did get from the National Library of Medicine. And believe it or not, and I didn't realize this, Black women have been experiencing induced abortions at a rate of nearly 4 times that of white folks for the last 3 decades.
Wow.
4 times. So we get more abortions than any other group, black folks. We get more abortions. So that, to me, that's somewhat an irony. You know, you got white Christian males, all right, fighting against abortions that would seemingly take care of, you know, the people that they don't like because they're culturally insensitive and they believe this is a white country. Mm-hmm. So, and I think, you know, without putting words, I mean, you could be pro-abortion, you could be anti-abortion and still not be a racist. I don't think you can tie those two together, right?
No, no.
But it seems like it would be in their best interest to allow it to go on and on. And I got some additional information that I'm going to share with y'all guys about abortion. But did you realize that? I didn't realize that. I was shocked.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. They're four times more likely than white folks.
But I mean, you know, okay. I'm always suspect with the way they get these ratings, and you know, just like in the communities, as far as violence and drugs and stuff like that. You know, I kind of feel like they go into the urban areas to get these numbers because I kind of feel everyone gets it. I just think they go by statistics with, you know, welfare system, stuff like that. Because you do have the white community, you know, they protect their community as far as, you know, their children on drugs, their children getting abortions, stuff like that. So I kind of feel like those numbers are kind of escalated for the black community because they only do their research in urban areas, you know, they do.
Well,
if you go to a college where these white kids are, you know, these white chicks are wilding out all over the place. You know, a lot of them are pregnant. They're getting abortions, but they're undercover. You know, they're private. You know, their information is not out there like black community because we have to go to these services, you know, Planned Parenthood because we're poor. You know, they don't have like regular insurance like you know how you have group coverage at your job. You know, most of these girls are young, so they have to go to Planned Parenthood. So their numbers are taken from that Planned Parenthood. You know, white people are not going to do that. They have resources that they use or private doctors that they use. So you're not going to get all of the numbers. It's really making us look like the majority of abortions are in black neighborhoods, which I don't think is true.
Well, they did go on to say, and this is coming from the CDC. You know, I did look at multiple sources on this, right, due to the subject matter. You know, women of lower socioeconomic status and women of color in the United States have higher rates of abortion than women in higher socioeconomic status and white women. All right, so opponents of abortions use these statistics to argue that abortion providers are exploiting women of color and poor folks. And that's what they're basically saying.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Because don't forget that abortions were subsidized, you know, at one time until I think they got rid of that. But I'll go back and check and double check that.
Oh, right.
But abortions were subsidized. Or paid for under Medicaid.
They were under Medicaid. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you know you had a thriving business.
And once they change that, who's paying for it now?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All so right. The National Library of Medicine had that information on Black Lives, about value of Black Lives as well. So.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Wow.
You know, I would think that the white women would be the ones jumping to get it done. But it could be, like you said, you know, you can't believe everything. But I went to multiple sources and it appears that's the trend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that truth was like across the different platforms. Well, they were across the different sources of information that I looked at.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So there was
so what about that? Yeah, so they have that new, I think it's an abortion pill. I think it's like within the first few hours or something like that. Or is that part of that as well?
Well, see, that's the next step because we also want to talk about what are the repercussions once Roe v. Wade is overturned, what's next? And you have a considerable amount of conservatives that want to get rid of these pills. They want those outlawed.
Wow.
Okay. So, I mean, the repercussions are gigantic. If you look at it, especially if you're a middle of the road person, you know, in your political ideology, or you're a liberal, you're lost in the sauce here.
Right.
I mean, a lot of things that can be coming down the pipe. I mean, I am afraid. I am afraid that it will not be fair. All right. Everything will be done and decided through a political lens, and that lens will be of the conservative.
Right.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, but anyway, I do want to take the time to look at another stat that I came across. And this was published by KFF, and I don't know what the acronym for that means right now, but it says reported legal abortions. I'm looking at a graph, and it goes on to talk about reported legal abortions by race of women who obtained abortion by state occurrence. So by state across the U.S. And this was published back in 2019. Okay. And for the United States, white people, 33%.
Mm.
Blacks, 38%.
Wow.
Other, 7%. Hispanic, 21%. All right. Then it goes on to list them by state, starting with Alabama. But as you can see, blacks are on the top.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. When it comes to the United States. But we only like 14%, 12 to 14% of the population.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's what I don't understand. That's another question, too, that I have. You know, it's just a feeling. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, you know, the people out there now, white people I'm speaking to, not all, but a lot of these white supremacists are afraid, these white conservatives and extremists are afraid that they're losing their majority.
Hmm.
Because they believe that this is a white Christian country.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So we all heard that, you know, by 2050, you know, the country would no longer be majority white. And that's coming. So a lot of these, the underlying.
If that's the case, then how is it that the black race has more, their numbers are higher than the white, then, if they feel that way? Like, it's not adding up somehow. They feel like, I mean, the ratio for blacks is higher than white, so for abortion rate.
Yeah, now, well, let me just qualify that. Now, that's by that there's certain qualifiers per 100,000 people, okay?
Okay? Oh, okay.
Gotcha. All right, and I should have stated that, but per 100,000.
So they actually just feel, the white race feels like their race is declining. They will no longer have control. And what, black will dominate?
And what, what the consequences of a minority majority means for them.
Right.
You know, they've been in charge and had the majority, you know, since the inception of this country, you know, at least since it was, you know, put together. All right. So maybe they think that, you know, there'll be some consequences. Some blowback, you know, some payback. But, you know, I really think that they're looking at it from an election point of view.
Yeah.
That they will not be able to do anything electorally. So you're seeing an attack on elections already.
Right.
All right. That's another thing with the Supreme Court. And then another consequence. You know.
Right. Right.
So you got another consequence there. Okay. So anyway, there was some stats that I did want to cover. All right, that, you know, at the top of the heap is black folks. Black folks are getting the majority of the abortions.
Right.
So what do you think? Why do you think that's true, though? Sis, why do you think that's true, Michelle?
Majority of black. I don't know. I would think, your economics have a lot to do with it. Lifestyle where you live, poor neighborhoods, your housing situation, your lifestyle, family issues, embarrassment for family. It could have a lot, you know, for someone to make decisions like that, it would have a lot of circumstances for you to make that choice, right? That personal choice for yourself.
Right.
So especially college students, you know, they don't want to disappoint their family. They want to finish school. It wasn't planned. You know, people have plans for their lives. Some people don't. You know, everybody's lifestyle is different. You could have someone from a poor neighborhood, not educated, or, you know, it's weird because, you know, I was about to categorize us, but I'll say, for instance, I'll give this category in the projects. You know, not married, few kids already, keep having children, putting themselves in that situation and decide to either keep the children or abort the children because of your circumstances, your financial situation, your household situation, you can't afford to do it, or someone working in a certain field, exposing their bodies. You know, I don't want to categorize or say things that is going to hurt us as far as the Walt Weekly is concerned, but you have situations where people, their lifestyle of working, the class of work that they do, they end up getting pregnant. They can't keep the child because the father was either a one night stand or a customer or whatever. It's just so many scenarios of why women make choices like that. Or, you know, you can't afford it. I can't afford a child. You know, I'm not married situation. Or they don't want to raise a child by themselves, or financially they can't take care of it. I mean, you have so many situations. Or, you know, I'm not going to go into my own experiences personally because
right, no, no, no
business, but
right.
I know of people that, you know, have had, you know, situations like that where, you know, they had to like make the decision by themselves because the father decided they don't want to be in the picture, or the person is either married, it was an affair, you know, it was a rape, or, you know, it's just so many scenarios to why women make these choices, right?
Okay.
It's so many situations. Or, you know, you have women that are against abortion because they either cannot have bear children themselves, or they're in same-sex relationships where they cannot, you know, you have to go to a third party to have a child, or you adopt a child. You know, it's just so many situations in reference to that. And I just feel like it's their choice. If whatever personal reasons they have to do it, I just feel like it should be respected. It's your personal choice. And I feel like men should not be able to make a decision for women as far as their body is concerned. It's not your choice to tell me I have to keep this child because it's a law. Like, you know, look at China. They're only allowed to have two children per household.
Yeah, and they just relieved that because they're losing population too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're losing population, right? But I mean, their population is huge, so
yeah.
You know, that's the problem with them. Their population is huge, so they have no choices on their end. So I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, what gets me is the fact that They want to, you know, rescind this law, knock it down, withdraw it, whatever you want to call it. Roe v. Wade is not a law, it is a Supreme Court decision. All right.
Right.
And The only reason that you would have or you could get an abortion is to save the life of the mother. If it's incest, rape, you still got to have it. You have to have the baby. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that.
No, okay? I don't either.
See, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's right. I mean, if you're going to take that route, yeah. But I mean, they're saying all life is sacred. All right. But that just, to me, just is another way to link, you know, Christianity and the state. There should be separation of state. This country was founded on the fact there should be separation of religion and state. Because a lot of people that came to this country to settle it were escaping religious persecution.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. So the intention of the founders, from what I read, and if it's not a distortion, mm-hmm. was that there should be a separation of church and state.
Mm.
Okay. Yes. But that line is, it's drawn very, I mean, it's that line is disappearing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Because if you're not white Christian, you don't count. That's the way we're headed.
I think we've been in that direction for a long time.
But it's more pronounced and it's more accelerated now because it would start rolling things back. You know, what's next? You know, I was looking at the conservatives from this point of view. You know, what's on their wish list? So, you know, I took some time to do a little research and take a look at what they're looking at. You know, contraceptives. All right? They want to get rid of contraceptives.
Oh, really? Wow. Right?
You know?
Why would you want to get rid of contraceptives and then you have a plague of diseases, too?
Yeah. Yeah, they want to get rid of contraceptives. Voting rights.
Wow.
Well, you know, they already started on that. Voting rights is
there. They've been started on that.
That's their stake, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, they can just get rid of all the minorities and just white people vote on white people. You know, that's it.
Right.
Elections in this country. Right. Affirmative action. Wow. All right? That's another one for the court to hear.
Right.
Which I never believed in affirmative action, but let me qualify that. You know, affirmative action is required because, one, we're so far behind. Two, the playing field is not level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Otherwise, we don't need affirmative action. But we have to because of them. And when I say them, I don't mean it in a negative way, but y'all guys got the power. So, you know, it's you. That's why we need affirmative action. Right. You've been denying us all these hundreds of years, and especially with Jim Crow. Jim Crow, I mean, look at what Harvard's doing. Harvard has acknowledged the fact that they were in the slave game.
Right.
But they set aside $100 million.
Right.
All right, to try to address the inequities and address the things that they did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then education. Look at all these issues that we have on education that are outstanding.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. That's so I just want people to know. I mean, states' rights. All right. Minimize for the greater good. You know, that's one of the big things that conservatives always say. Do not get into trying to run the state. The federal government should keep it, you know, keep its hands to itself when it comes to the states.
Really?
So you can imagine. So?
It's true. I always wonder why each state, I mean, you're one country, 50, why does each state have their own rules and regulations? Like, everything should be governed under one, but it's not.
No, that's why you got the federal government, you got the state government.
Right.
You know.
Too many levels of it.
Well, I mean, then you got your institutions. But, you know, the state's rights. I mean, I only have some doubts in my mind or that there will be extremes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the Civil War was fought between the states. You had the North and you had the South.
Right, you had the South,
And you have states in the South, like these to go back to Roe v. Wade, the decision in front of the Supreme Court, right. You got 13 states that once Roe v. Wade is overturned, these abortion laws, anti-abortion laws, will go into effect right away. Right. They got what they call a trigger. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the reversal the reversal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court would trigger 13 state laws to go into effect same day, same time, simultaneously.
Right.
And then you got a total of 26 states that will be passing this or have the laws on the books, but they're dormant. They're waiting for action from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, right? Who's right? But who knows? Like, if it was leaked out, if they even made decisions yet?
I'm sure it was a test of the viability or the how receptive it was going to be. All right, what type of reaction?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of waiting until June, because I think the this session ends in June. That's when they announce all of their decisions that they accumulated for the year, and then they make mm-hmm. their decisions public.
Right. Okay.
All right. So
it leaked out. So
yeah. So Judge Alito is saying, "Oh, he's going to do an investigation, see who leaked this and that." Yeah, it's nonsense, man. They leaked it.
Yeah, they leaked it. It was intentional. Like, nothing gets leaked. Somebody has to leak it.
That's right.
Somebody has to leak it.
The whole thing, the whole write-up.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been a draft, but hey.
Right. The whole write-up was leaked. Like, how do you leak a whole write-up?
So yeah. So, anyway, going back to this conservative wish list, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the states' rights. All right, and what they want to do is minimize the interference of the federal government. So mm-hmm. in those southern states where they run rampant over people, especially minority people, they don't want the Fed to interfere. So they want to water those rights down. Mm-hmm. They're looking at immigration. That's another one that can be coming up the pipe. Gun rights, right to carry.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They want the right to carry anywhere. There should be no hindrance against gun rights. No right. federal interference against gun rights.
Right.
All right. And weakening federal regulations, like I said. All right. And their mm-hmm. primary objective, really, is to make America great again from the mm-hmm. viewpoint of the extreme conservatives, the Trump conservatives.
Right.
Right?
Wow. Yes.
That's where they're headed. That's why, that's one
exactly
thing.
That's where they're headed.
Yeah, exactly. That's one
they
thing that.
We want to make a great America great again. That's their goal.
Yeah. Lily White, you know, mm-hmm. black man cutting grass or on the farm or whatever he is.
Right.
He's going to be doing, but not out front, not having the job that they should have.
Exactly. Yeah. They want to keep us in our places, so.
Right.
And control everything, just like they did before. Well, you know, the forefathers was making babies with us, you know.
Yeah, but that was rape.
You know. Yeah, yeah.
That was rape.
It was rape. Exactly. Right. Exactly. It was rape. Mm-hmm. It was rape. But they'll never admit to that, you know, just like they don't want to admit to slavery.
Well, now we jump over to critical race theory. They don't even want to fess up to that.
Not at all.
They don't want to fess up to it. They want to put that, just sweep that under the rug like they do everything else.
Not at all.
So my question is, am I right when I conclude that Roe v. Wade is a slippery slope? I believe based on what we discussed so far, it is.
It definitely is. There's going to be a lot of mad women. speak kindly about it, but it's going to go a bad way if this law is passed. It's not going to go well for the government or these judges that pass the law. Women will not tolerate that. It's it's not fair for men to make decisions or other people to make decisions about our bodies. And then you're going to have a lot of situations that you had back then before, you know, back in the 40s, the 30s, 50s, whenever it was, when they were just going up there with a hanger. You know, you're going to have a lot of situations in underground abortion clinics. You know, you can't stop that. Like, you're not going to reverse that. You're not going to tell women, you know, we cannot have an abortion. You cannot tell women what to do with their bodies at all. Dictating to females and not have, okay, so what's the sidestep to men? You know, what accountability do men have? Getting these women pregnant, out there raping them, or whatever the situation is. Not being responsible either. We're not making these babies ourselves.
That's right.
It takes two. So what are they going to do about that? You know?
Oh, it's scary because, you know, this is a big win for them. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been fighting for this for years. This is a big win for them. And they, and I know, and if I was in that situation where, you know, I had this big win, then I'm going to look around and I'm going to say, what's next? Okay. What else? What's the next big thing that I can bring down now? Right. And that's what's going to happen.
Right. Like what, how many other things are you going to start reversing?
Right.
Yeah. That's true. Right. How many other things that were already in effect that people will start reversing because you don't like the law?
That's
you don't
it.
Like the law. 1973 was over 50 years ago. It's almost 50 years.
Yeah.
And now you want to reverse it. But you can't, but you cannot reverse Emmett Till's situation. Even though the assailants are dead, deceased, you could still reverse those cases.
Yeah, they're not going to do it.
They're not going to revert. See, that shows the white supremacy there is in this country. They favor certain things. They don't favor, like, if you could reverse that, you can reverse anything that was wrongly done to us. You can reverse a lot of things. If you can go back 53 years and reverse a law, you can go back and reverse a lot of other. Why are you picking and choosing what you want to reverse? That's my thing.
Well, what I'm thinking is, there's going to be a wave of attempts to roll back a lot of the gains that we've made.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, because what's stopping
them? It's not just women. It's not just this. This is just a pattern that they're
showing. This is just the beginning.
Yes, it's the beginning of things that they want to reverse back. And, you know, the first one was the voting rights, you know, and now this.
Yep. You know. Then they're going to finish with the contraception part of it. Then they're going to move on and say, oh, yeah, the voting rights. All right, yeah, let's work on that now.
Time. They're just reversing everything. What are you going to try to go back to slavery next?
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it, but there would be a civil war before that happens.
Right.
All right, but they would attempt to. I mean, they would find something close to it because, I mean, with the prison system, the way they got it set up, that's slavery right there. But we walk into that.
Right. Exactly. That's right. Well, some of us walk into it. Some of us aren't walked into it. We're set up into it.
But we're set up. Right.
That's
true.
Part of it. That's just part of the plan.
That's true.
That's part of the plan. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. So anyway, you know, I'm looking at, you know, and what can we do about this now? You know, but that supermajority is going to last for decades.
Yeah.
Our grandkids is going to be feeling this. The things that they're going to do. So what can we do about it?
What can we do about it? Who do we have to speak for us?
You know, see, that's been our...
But as far as this, the abortion rights is concerned, I haven't really been keeping up with it, but I know they're doing a lot of protesting in certain states.
Yeah. They can protest all they want, but they can't get it... once the Supreme Court overturns it, it's overturned.
Right. Right. Exactly.
All right. Wow. I do know that they got states like New York, Connecticut, that are rolling out, you know, assistance to those that are seeking abortions. They can't get it from their they're, you know, from where they live, Texas and Mississippi and places like that, that you got a lot of northern states that are going to try to offset that.
Right. That's right.
Okay. So that's where we are. They're going to try to offset that. So, but once it's overturned, it's overturned. That's it. I mean, you know, they did try to codify, you know, this week, you know, have everybody on record in the Senate voting yay or nay, you know, against or for abortion. All right. So, of course, you know, the Democrats are going to fail, but they did it against people on record. But I'm surprised that this guy, Joe Manchin, has that much power.
Yeah. Well, somebody's giving it to him.
Us. I mean, now when I say us, I'm saying he's being elected. They got to find a way. We got to find a way. Because that's the only way. Is that we got to vote like never before. I know we did a fantastic job in the presidential election, but these are the midterms that are coming up now. We have to go way above and beyond.
Right. Yep, we always do.
Exactly. We got to go above and beyond this time, especially if something like Roe v. Wade, you know, that right there, you know, should take down some Republicans. But then again, you know how people are. They have short memories. Right.
Exactly. Really short memories. You know, I'm curious to know what's going on with the next election. You know, things are really quiet. Very quiet. It's coming up. It's approaching slowly but surely. But I don't see anyone out there speaking. It just looks to me that, you know, the Orange Man will be running again.
Well, you know, I don't know who's the worst, him or Rick DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I dislike more. Right. I mean, it's a tie.
Right.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We will see.
Right.
But anyway, I think that the only solution here is we have to protect the vote the best we can. And to protect the vote, it's a two-step process. First, we got to protect the vote by getting out there and participating in the elections from the local to the federal.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
All right. The second step is once we get the majority, if we do, when we do, make it effective.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have to be effective. We got a majority now, but it's not effective because we got Joe Manchin hanging out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going against his party. Hmm. Republicans don't go against their party. All Republicans voted against, you know, this codifying of the abortion rights.
Wow.
They voted against it. But then you had all Democrats, the exception of one, that voted for it.
Yeah.
So we can't have that. We can't have a majority and not be affected.
That's true. I agree. So we got to see what's happening. I mean, we got to keep a close eye out on this because obviously this is something that's definitely going to impact not just the Black community, but everyone, you know.
Absolutely.
To go backwards.
Absolutely.
And also to what you said earlier, how this is going to affect things that, you know, if you could change something from 53 years ago, you know, their plan is to keep changing things, reversing stuff that was already in place. So that is definitely something to keep a key eye on and pay attention. You know, be woke.
Basically. Exactly. Exactly.
Stay woke.
You got to stay woke. You got to stay on top of it. I know people have other, you know, more priority issues, but I don't see, you got to look in the long term. You got to take a long term view here and say, okay, what about my kids, my grandkids, my great grandkids? How are they going to fare?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So you got to take that view, even just enough for you to do what's necessary at that time. You know, don't spend all your day on it or this and that. Just when election time comes, be aware of what the issues are and then go down and vote. But that's the only way out of this is to vote.
Exactly. That's key. And a lot of people think that their votes don't count, but they do.
Your they count.
And your everything counts. Primary yep. elections, vote every time you can. Every opportunity, your voice does count. And this is why things don't get passed our way, because we're not, we always feel like our votes do not matter. And they do matter.
They matter.
Like town hall meetings as well.
They matter. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, know your local officials, because they say all politics are local.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Start local. Yeah. Like, you know, our colleague, Ernest, you know, he used to tell us, you know, I take responsibility because I live out on Long Island and I had never participated in local elections because I worked in New York City. Right. Living on the island, I didn't even know who our state senator was.
Mm.
But now I do.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta know.
Yeah, who our Congress is, you gotta know.
You can't complain.
That's it.
You cannot complain. So why complain if you really don't want to get involved? You really don't know what's going on. Until that time comes, you want to speak on it.
That's it.
You know, you can't speak on something that you never had any involvement with or any voice or voted for. You know, I just feel like don't say anything if you really don't have anything to contribute voting wise.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. That's true. Very true, Michelle.
You have to vote. Please follow us on IG and Facebook at The Walt Weekly, Twitter, Walt Weekly, Podbean, The Walt Weekly, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and other streaming platforms. Please be safe, be careful, enjoy this beautiful weekend.